could give many a sermon about it, but I think it's better that some of the other people who were there come up and say something about that. So, Carlo, would you come up and say something about that?
Hi. Other than the call that I received, what really impressed me mostly was when we were at the Supreme Court. There was a big bunch of us and a big bunch of protesters. And every time we tried to talk, they tried to be even louder. But what impressed me the most was, I know God heard us. And I know he did something, because righteousness and justice flow from his throne. Amen. And not from the Supreme Court.
Amen.
So I don't know what it was he did, but I know he did something.
Amen.
And it was just amazing. We did what we had to do, and we departed, and they were still there, yakking away, just trying to convince everybody that their way was right. And we all know that's not.
Right.
Amen. That's what impressed me about that.
Did you want to say something, Darla?
Scott asked me to share a little bit. So there were, I was thinking, the three main things that really touched me while we were there. Of course, the trip was amazing. Was one, it took us a while to find the Supreme Court building. We kind of kept walking around, and Scott and Lance was on the phone with us. No, turn left here, turn right here. And finally, John got out his phone, and we Googled it. We finally found the Supreme Court. Well, the prayer session had already started, and we walked up, and it was just like a whoosh of the Holy Spirit. It was so anointed, and we just moved right in, and it was like we'd been there the whole time. It was amazing. Well, of course, then the protesters and all were there, but what I got from that is that there was not 1 minute lost. Prayer, person after person came up and prayed and spoke the word, not only to the people there, not only planted seeds, and it was spoken into the earth where the justice of this country is decided, but even those protesters, there were seeds planted in their hearts, because even though they were very loud and singing a song about there is no God, there is no God, there was not 1 minute loss, and there were times that they had to be silent because they didn't know what else to say. They couldn't believe that we just kept going and going and going, and a lot of us standing around, the only thing we could do was pray in the Spirit, and it was amazing. That is probably the number one thing that really stands out. Number two was, of course, the march. Just seeing 100 and however many thousand were there walking in the anticipation of jumping in the line. We had to wait forever. Alan would never let us jump in. And he's like, you got to wait, because we all want to go together. But watching this group of people from all denominations coming down the street, and I kept telling the people that were around us, you're not going to believe how this is going to feel. You're not going to believe it. And the anticipation was great, and we jumped in, and it was absolutely incredible. It changes you. It really changes you. And the third thing was, I was gone an extra few days, so I had to call in and get a sub. And when I got back, everybody at school knew that I was snowed in somewhere. So the Lord opened the door, just what Cindy said. The Lord opened the door for me to then share about what I had experienced. And not only did I get to be snowed in with people that I love, it was fabulous, but the Lord opened the door for me to share what he had done over the past 4 or 5 days when we were there together. So thanks be to the Lord.
Pretty much sort of summed it up. It for me, it really started at the Supreme Court when we got there. It was so, Elisa, like that word today, for me, was just what God showed me. It was just overwhelming. I'll lose it, too, because it was like you're coming up, and it was a spiritual battle going on. I mean, the protesters were gnarly. It was like I felt like I could see in the spiritual realm, and it was demonic. It was very, I know they were deceived, and we need to pray for them, but it was real demonic, and it was so distinct, the light and the dark. And all you could do is to just shut it off. It was like this battle is just I bowed my head, and I just prayed in the Spirit. And then when we got ready to go to the march, we walked and we waited and we anticipated all that. It's like, well, when is it happening? And this one group comes forward and we're like, well, this must be it. And Ed keeps saying, no, this isn't it. This is just the pre-march. And I was already getting overwhelmed. I was so excited. And he said, see down there where the yellow flags are? He said, that's the march. And when the march started coming forward, it's like the Lord showed me, this is my army. This is the army of God that's alive and well, that's coming forth. It was powerful. And I was completely covered up because I was freezing. My face was like ice. And so I just had my eyes showing. I just started weeping. I was so overwhelmed with what God was showing me. And this lady steps out of the march, and she connects with me. And she walks over to me, and she hands me her sign, her pro-life sign. And I just really lost it. Ed was standing there. He's like, Jane, that was God. I said, I know it was. I mean, it was just the most amazing, powerful experience I've ever had. And I know, Ed, you've talked about this for years. You've got to go. If you've never been, it is just an amazing experience. I was so blessed. And that word, God is alive and well. And even in the midst of us living in the world right now, where things can get so incredibly overwhelming, that showed, God's alive. And He's on His throne. And it was powerful.
Amen.
Sure.
I wanted to thank you all for all the excellent coverage that both of us at Facebook have. It was interesting to see what mere hundreds look like.
Yeah.
And doing the things that you all did. If you couldn't go, at least we got a sum of the feel of what was going on. I appreciate that.
We mere hundreds went through lots of costume changes and just circled around. I know of one more person I want to call on. Is there anybody else? Go ahead. Okay, come on. While they're walking up, I want to give tremendous thanks to Father Ed, without whom we would just not be here. It was the perfect blend of passion and proficiency that got us there and got everything taken Amen. Care of. And we would not have been able to do it without him, nor would we have been able to get home without him spending countless hours on the cell phone. So, thank you, God.
This was our first year to go, and so we didn't want to miss anything, so we went to all of it. So we started out on the day of the march going to the White House, and with the youth on literally laying in a fetal position on the ground with red cloths over them to represent the 57 million who have been lost. And Sarah was part of that, and she got a little cold. Next, we walked to the Supreme Court, and as everyone said, that was probably the most moving. Typically, my response with protesters is to get very, very angry and just want to, you know. But you know, with them singing There Is No God and the other really ugly things that they were saying, my heart broke. I live in such a little bubble. You know, you guys are my friends, and I have a lot of Christians at work, too, and I'm not really surrounded by a lot of people who don't know God. And my heart just broke, and I just prayed for them. And I thought Father Thierry was very instructional and very good telling us that we needed to, you know, not encounter them, you know, not try to get in their face, and because their ears weren't open. But as others have said, I do believe that seeds were planted, and that I'm trusting that that will come to fruition within those people. Amen. But it Thank just you. Gave me a heart to pray for the lost and for those people who are so deceived, because I think it was just so stark. They really don't care that it is a life. They care more that it's their life that they care for. And that was really eye-opening to me. There were lots of great times. It was certainly a fun bonding experience for all of us to actually get to spend extra time together. And I'm sure you, the ones on Facebook, saw our little E.T. snowman. And, and I'm sure you'll hear the story of John and the D.C. rat. But,
still haven't figured that one out.
And then there was Father Scott without hair gel. That was a sight to see too.
Thankfully, the photo came out very poorly.
Just a few more random thoughts. Jill and I are pretty much on board with what she's already shared. The first night we got there, there was a rally called, I think, One Voice. And there was time of praise and the time of prayer, and different people would come up and pray, and some pretty famous people that you've probably seen within the Christian community. But it was more set for the youth, and to me it was really encouraging to see how much youth are participating.
Amen.
And it's gonna. And I think it was said there that several times that that's the generation that's going to make the change.
Amen.
And so, and then the next day with the die-in that was done by the youth, and there was one young lady that walked behind us, and professional probably, and she hollered women's rights or something like that, but you know, it didn't deter what we were doing. And you know, then it's like my first response is to say something back, but I didn't. And just forgive her. You know, she's deceived. And then we were not prepared for, well, this is our first trip, and so we went to the Supreme Court after that. You know, we just started the liturgy for the unborn, and all of a sudden there's this mass gathering, not big, but, you know, it's a group with signs and to protest, and they started getting loud, and they came across the street to where we were, and then Jill's right, Father Terry kind of interrupted and said, you know, don't pay attention for them, and, you know, they're deceived, and I was thinking some of the same lines that, you know, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities and evils of the devil. And so, you know, I think it was all of us, it was just forgiving them because they were deceived. And and let's see, what else? So there are victories. You know, when Father Terry was here, they were able to close down that abortion clinic in Birmingham, and you just get the sense that the tide is moving while you're there. And then in the march, there were so many youths from all over the country. There was people from around the world. You know, I saw France, and I can't remember some of the others. But
yeah, the Netherlands.
Netherlands. And, yeah, a lot from Europe, which you know, was really encouraging. And I guess one other thing is, I'm still thankful in this country that we had the freedom to protest.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, you don't have that all around the world.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, in the press, you know, they were reporting, it's just they're all deceived. And so we need to continue to pray like what we were encouraged today by Cindy.
And it was encouraging to see all the different faiths there together with
right.
one purpose. Mm-hmm. And I know we sort of left our group for a little while to run to the end because we wanted to see everybody, and we were just so excited about being there. And then Craig wanted to hop in behind the chanting monks. So that's when
we've got one more person that I want to call on. But one of the things that was most powerful to me, two things very quickly. They've spoken a lot about these counter protesters, and they were vile. Okay, you can go online and you can look at the pictures and you can hear some of the things that they said. But what was really amazing was, you know, the patriarch said at the Eucharist that morning that we are not just anti-abortion, we are pro-life.
Amen.
And we are pro-family and we are pro-life across the board. And so this was not a bunch of, you know, old white men arguing about legalities. This was a family event. There were children there from there was a man who was walking there with one of those papoose things, his baby all bundled up on his, you know, chest and all that. And there were kids, and they were all over the place. There were thousands of kids. And at the protest at the Supreme Court, we had our children there, and not just my children, but there were children all over the place. And as these people who were deceived and misled and demonic and all these other things started coming up and got near us and started shouting and being just all sorts of despicable, I had been called up to stand in a different place, and I wasn't with my family and became very uncomfortable and very worried about my children. And I looked over, and the whole group just started to shift. And it was like the whole group just moved, and all the children got pushed to the middle. And it just kind of encircled the kids. And I don't even know that my younger kids really know what happened. They know that there were some people over there, and they were angry, and they were shouting, but I don't know that they really know what happened. Catherine does, but I don't know that the boys really have a clue what was going on, because the people looked over and they just moved, and it was almost organic. Like the whole group just kind of encircled them and pushed them to the middle, and it was like, hey, you're not going to be worried about this. It was wonderful. And then later on, as the march started, we knew that it was going to be a smaller march. There's been years that there were 500,000, 600,000 people at this march. And we knew that with this, you know, blizzard of the century, it was going to cut the numbers down. Okay. And as, you know, the police drove down the road, we, you know, knew it was going to get started. And we started to see people go by. And then it kind of petered out. And it was like, wow, that's it? Dang. I mean, we knew it was going to be small, but crud. And Father Allen walked over to me, and he pulled me out and stepped out onto the street. He said, see those yellow things down there? It's about a mile and a half down the road. Yeah? That's the march. It hasn't started yet. These people, they saw the cops and thought it was starting, so they started early. This is like pre-march. These are people who got cold and wanted to leave, so they started early. So about a half an hour later, the march finally starts, and it's like a 4 or 5 lane road, and it's shoulder to shoulder as far as the eye can see. And you walk up Constitution Avenue, and it seems like you're walking for miles and miles and miles. And you can tell the people who've been there before, because as you get sort of near the top of Constitution Avenue, the veterans of the march say to the newbies, they say, okay, now turn around and look behind you. And you turn around and you look behind you, and as far as you can see, there's people. Shoulder to shoulder, front to back, as far as you can see, all the way down the road. You can't see not march. And to me, that was a vision of heaven. Every nation, creed, family, tongue, all gathered together for the sake of Jesus. Worshiping him, there for him. You can go online and you can look up what happened when there was a bus that was on their way home that stopped and celebrated Mass, and they got trapped on the highway. They're calling it a miracle. There's people who are worshiping the Lord. It was, what happened there was incredible. I'm hoping that next year we take even more people, because I know that we will never forget what happened on this trip, and it was amazing, and I hope that we take even more people next time. What happened was amazing. What God had for us at the hotel was also amazing, and I want to ask Father Melanson to come speak about that.
I think that everybody has done very good telling you about the march and giving you that picture. I want to give you the other picture that God always has. And that is, Sunday we had prayer. We met in the lobby of the hotel as a group just to pray. We had been meeting every day for Eucharist on Friday and Saturday, but then the people left with all the elements and stuff like that. So we just decided, Father Looker decided, let's call everybody together and pray. And so we prayed. And our team, you got to know, we knew now we were snowed in. We did not know when we were going to get out. We're a good group of people. We love each other dearly. We're having a good time. However, there's a little apprehension about, Lord, what is going on? Just a little. And so I asked Father Looker if I could talk to the team for a minute. I just said, you know, one of my in experience that I've had, and Cindy and Darla and Ed have had, and all the mission trips we've been so blessed to be able to go on, the most impactful times of ministry are not what we went to go do. It's what happened along the way that we were doing what we were supposed to do. God has those surprises. And I wanted to reiterate that the night before, Cindy and I were able to have dinner with Alan and Katie because they were snowed in with us for an extra day. So that was, oh, horrible. That was just so bad. And my granddaughters were there. That was just horrible. Let me tell you, I suffered. I suffered like a grandpa only can suffer, right? No, it was a great time. It was a double blessing for me. And we were talking about the march and about those protesters. And Katie's very opinionated. And Katie can be very dramatic when she, because she's from New York, when she's expressing herself. Well, she was expressing herself of how horrible that was, but how much God absolutely loved those protesters. It caught our waitress's ear. And so for the next 15 minutes, the waitress didn't do anything except engage us in conversation and just was really taken by what we were doing and all that. So then we see this guy walking back and forth with a little infant in his arm in the hotel, Hispanic gentleman, his Hispanic family, as a matter of fact. And the way this father was holding his child, I can't tell you. The way it moved both Alan and I, it was just, there was something really special about it. And so Alan got up and engaged the gentleman in conversation and came back to us. He goes, Dad, you know that little infant you were looking at? I go, yeah, he's so beautiful. He's so cute, you know. He goes, he's 4 months old. I would have swore he was 6 weeks old. But he was born with a hole in his heart and had 3 major surgeries already, had at least 3 more to go, and they lived in the city, but his dad just took his family to stay at the hotel because he was afraid they weren't going to have heat in the machinery that the baby needed to plug in. And so they were there, and so Alan had a minute to pray with him. So I'm telling the team about these two circumstances, okay, that happened to us on Saturday night. I said, so just remember, you never know what God has planned for you. And out of the corner of my eye, I see a young lady start walking up. It's the mom holding the baby. So I just got done telling the team about it. Just got done telling them. It's the ministry that happens sometimes on the way to do the ministry. And here comes the mom, and I just went over to her. I said, you know, this is our whole team here from our church. Do you mind if we pray for your baby? She goes, I would love that. So she came into the middle of us. His name was Leo.
Theo.
His name was Theo. And so we laid hands on him. We prayed for him. We prayed for the family. We prayed for mom. God bless him. Father David looked at me and said, Father Scott, it's Sunday. We haven't taken up an offering yet. How about if we take up an offering and bless this family? David, that was so powerful. That was so spot on. That was so God. I had the privilege of putting $335 cash in an envelope and handing it to that mother as she cried. I said, we just want to bless you. I'm tearing up now just thinking about it again. What a powerful outreach. What a powerful opportunity. Not only were we able to pray for that baby, we were able to monetarily bless that family. I don't know if they needed it or not. Look at the people that gave, you guys that gave, we had no idea how much longer we were going to be there and how much more money out of pocket we were going to be. But we gave anyway. God is awesome. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I hope in this little bit of time that we've been able to tell you just how much of an amazing trip it is. I know that everybody who is there would love to sit down and have a conversation with you and tell you all the incredible stuff we did about walking through the streets of D.C. when they were, you know, 2 feet high with snow and all that kind of fun stuff and John's hunting expeditions and all that. The snow fights and pushing strollers through snowbanks and all sorts of fun stuff. But that'll have to keep for a later date. And hopefully next year you can experience it yourself when we go back, because this is something that has been going on for 43 years and it will continue until abortion ends in America. So until Roe v. Wade is overturned, they will be gathering every January until it's overturned. So, one of the last things I said to Father Terry Gensimer was, see you next year. So, and one of the last things I said to his assistant Sarah was, gosh, I really hope we stay at the same hotel. We figured out where all the good restaurants are by now.